Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I've decided to take a trip through time. I think sometime in the 13th century and maybe somewhere in Italy. How about Florence? We have a marvelous friend named Mary who has planned this trip with me. She's wise and witty and will play her part extremely well when we get there, whichever role she chooses. She knows things, and she likes knowing things. Those are critical qualities for time travel. It would be unwise to transport to a distant world if one weren't conversant with what was happening in that world. Whether it be Mace or Mantilla, if you have to ask what it is, you probably don't belong on the scene. Qualifications aside, don't you think it would be fabulous to be on the ground and walking around in a world as far away from our own as we are from certain space travelers 8 centuries in the future? We have the benefit of hindsight and history. As inaccurate as both of those can be, we do know a lot of what happened. We do know a number of the players. We do know the disasters and triumphs. That's a terrific advantage to have. No doubt about it, if I'm going to time travel in comfort, I'm traveling backwards. One of the challenges would be knowing so many things that the locals don't. 21st century science and sophistication would be fairly mind-boggling to the citizens of the 13th century. In fact, there's a decent chance that if you spouted too much of what you know, you could get yourself invited to a bonfire. And they wouldn't be toasting marshmallows. Now, Mary has the idea that she would dress as a sophisticated young man of the day, maybe a scholar. I wouldn't have thought of that. She knows that a new man in town would be accepted far more readily than a strange woman. By adopting the male guise, she would avoid all the nonsense about whether she was qualified to discuss the great issues. If we played our cards right, we might even get to sit in on a conversation with Thomas Aquinas, the Dominican friar, who remains one of the great minds of Western thought. Even way back in the 13th century, Aquinas was wondering why women weren't permitted to study at the university. I want to know the reasons that things happen. It would be fascinating to be on the ground as kings, justified being kings. It would be enlightening, albeit painful, to hear the privileged explaining the superiority of privilege. I would love to hear the local barber explain why bloodletting is the answer for everything, from headache to the plague. I would want to stand on the earth that everyone knew was flat. I would try to understand how anyone could promote a crusade, a war fought by children. But I would also want to experience some of the notions that are still true and abiding, that local food is real food, that family is at the center of life, and that you need a reason to live, if only to deal with the fact that life is tough and then you die. I've been to Chartres, the magnificent cathedral on a plain in northern France. It was never so clear to me what the medieval idea was all about. Rising from vast, flat fields is this astounding monument to the faith of humans. It took generations to build it. Out of nowhere grows a hymn to the idea that we are not alone. It says that life is tough, and then you move on. It would be such a treat to be in those days with Mary as my guide and bodyguard. She would tell me what to watch out for from the local wise guys, the philosophers, the prelates. I would let her know that Cabernet is Cabernet no matter what century you're tasting it in. That's what you want on a road trip, isn't it? Complementary intelligence. You never get tired of each other. In fact, you can't get enough of each other. A road trip far back in time to a destination you have only imagined, with a great and true friend to help chart that course. Now, that's my idea of a trip worth packing for.